Pompeo, foreign policy establishment coming to accept the Chinese communist threat. By Jeff Poor on November 12, 2020. Thursday on Hugh Hewitt's nationally syndicated radio show. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said despite an aggressive lobbying effort by the Chinese government on the so-called foreign policy establishment in the United States, they were coming to recognize that China posed a threat to the United States and the rest of the globe. There are still those that want to trade some little bit of business, some perceived market in exchange for American national security, Pompeo explained. They haven't accepted the responsibility that comes with leadership to recognize that there may be short-term costs. There may be businesses that can no longer operate inside of China because of the risks attended there, too. There is, however, an awakening. I talked about the tide turning, and I see this all across the world. For a long time, since the early 1970s, the world has refused to present the real face the Chinese Communist Party is in fact showing to the United States. And I think we can see now in Europe, we can see in Africa, we can certainly see it in Southeast Asia. These countries have come to recognize the threat that the Chinese Communist Party poses to their nations, he continued. And I think it's increasingly the case that the foreign policy establishment here in Washington is coming to accept what President Trump knew for an awfully long time, is that we have a responsibility to the American people to make sure they're not continuing to rip us off, steal our stuff, and present a security risk to the United States of America. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.